In my world, professional sports are a seedy underground profession taking place in black back rooms and slum tenements, while porn stars perform at the United Center and sign multi-million-dollar endorsement deals. In my world, you can drink a beer, smoke a joint, or pull the handle of a slot machine and never have to worry about becoming addicted to any of them. In my world, your job performance is based on how well you perform your job. In my world, there is a television station called JTV, which runs nothing but shows I like 24 hours a day. Then, when I go out and get drunk, I come back home and I forget the channel exists, and I'll be flipping through the stations, and there's nothing but shit on until I get to my station, and I go, God, I love this show. In my world, non-smokers have to go stand outside. In my world, women are overwhelmingly attracted to kind of geek guys who are intellectually pure and possess an insight into the human condition. Really, did you expect it any other way? In my world, rape is a capital offense. Of course, so is whistling in public. In my world, everyone at Kinko's is well-trained, knows what they're doing, and never charges or destroys your originals in the copy machine. For that matter, all employees at McDonald's always say thank you instead of me. And when I say, I'd like a Big Mac and a Coke, they never say, and what kind of drink would you like? In my world, if you see someone across the aisle who you think is really attractive, you can walk up to them and say, you know, I'm really attracted to you. Then they have the freedom to say, you know, so am I, or, I'm sorry, I'm not attracted to you, and your feelings are never hurt. In my world, 14-year-old boys are allowed to buy Playboy, because, really, they're the ones who need them the most. In my world, every poem and every open mic night is amazing and groundbreaking and just makes you go, wow. In my world, Robert Mapplethorpe never died. And neither did Keith Haring. And neither did Andy Warhol. In my world, Liz Phair knows how much I love her. And she loves me back. In my world, Sting is still putting out cool albums. In my world, there is a special section of Chicago set aside where you can take acid. It's full of trees and grass and sand, and there's no rave music, and there's no virtual reality movies, and no guys trying to fuck with you, waving their hands in your face, going, okay, you see anything now? Okay, well, how about this? Okay, you see anything now? Oh, and in my world, minimum wage is $16 an hour, and middle management doesn't exist, even though the middle class does. And the phrase, you got time to lean, you got time to clean, doesn't exist. And if your boss says something stupid, you have the legal right to slap them as hard as you can and say, what are you, on the dope train? In my world, the personal section actually works. In my world, men have an on-off switch for their penis. Then, if they wake up one day and they think, you know, I really don't want to deal with my libido today, they can just turn their penis off. And the rest of the day, beautiful women can walk by them and they can still remain focused and concentrated and productive. In my world, there are hordes of street bashers that roam the streets of Lincoln Park on Saturday nights, stopping guys on the streets and yelling, hey, what are you, some kind of hetero? You like to fuck women? You do, you like to fuck women, don't you? Of course, instead of beating them up, they just yell, shame on you, you don't know what you're missing, and then they go down the street and have a drink. In my world, I never have to finish my stories at open mics, but instead I can just...